With SDPB News, I'm Jackson Dirks. Julian Boudouin is dropping out of the race for U.S. Senate. Boudouin was running as a Democrat against incumbent Senator Mike Rounds. In a statement, Boudouin cited, quote, extraordinary personal challenges faced by his family. That included a devastating house fire. With Boudouin out, that leaves just Rounds and independent candidate Brian Bangs as the remaining candidates for U.S. Senate in South Dakota. Rapid City and communities in the Pactola Rapid Creek watershed should have enough water to last nearly the next century. That's only if the resource is managed and utilized properly. SDPB's CJ Keene has more.
The year 2115. That's how far out Rapid City's master plan projects adequate freshwater supplies if properly managed, primarily from Black Hills reservoirs like Pactola and Deerfield. This despite the occasional headline about how local water restrictions are enacted and adjustments to flow rates. That's according to Eric Boyda, city water superintendent.
We run quite a bit of surface water in town along with our Madison Aquifer, so we rely on this multiple years of storage for our municipal water. We want people to use water and use it meaningfully. We just want to make sure that they're using it at the most appropriate time.
That means taking seriously local water restrictions when they're put into place. For Ron Bangs, Bureau of Reclamation Civil Engineer, it's simply the better option to be smart about this critical resource now.
It's just good business to conserve water. Water is becoming a premium item, and it's just good policy to monitor that. You'll see if you monitor the releases and how we're changing releases probably a little more frequently than maybe historically. We're walking a fine line and trying to balance that downstream need with keeping as much in the reservoir as possible.
The multi-year drought cycles the state, but particularly West River, has been caught in has impacted Pactola and many other lakes, rivers, and stock ponds across South Dakota. As of Monday, Pactola is down 18 feet from full status. Bangs says there is a buffer protecting drinking water for Rapid City and downstream destinations that are contractually owed some of Pactola's water rights. Those are flood pools from prior wet seasons.
It's doing just exactly what it was designed to do, provide that water that we need to send downstream for various uses during those dry periods.
Ultimately, despite these water restrictions and ongoing drought conditions, both say they're monitoring the long-term water needs rather than having any open worries about the current situation. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
One economist says South Dakota's top industry is taking the effects of Washington, D.C. policy on the chin. Ernie Goss is an economist with Creighton University. At Creighton, he does a survey of manufacturers across the region, including South Dakota, called the Mid-America Business Conditions Index.
Employment is just moving along sideways to a bit up. The index was above growth neutral for employment for the month of July, and that's good news. The overall index was up as well in the pretty solid growth range. So watching both of those and looking at the hiring versus firing.
Goss says companies are reluctant to hire and fire employees. A piece of that is due to the impacts artificial intelligence could have on the workforce.
I think some of them are just waiting on AI to hit, so they don't want to get let loose of any of their really prime employees because the fear that they can't get them back.
He says South Dakota isn't hiring a bunch, but there's less firing happening than that. Goss also says that recent White House policy is negatively impacting South Dakota's number one industry, agriculture. He points to the effects of the war in Iran and trade policy.
Fertilizer, that's a big, big issue. And of course, agriculture, because farmers are taking it. How do they plan? How do they know what the tariffs are going to be? How do they know what their costs are going to be? Because right now, the prices they're getting versus the costs they're paying, not enough margin there. In fact, it's negative in some cases.
He says the instability in the market makes it hard for farmers to prepare and turn a profit. That's paired with drought that's made producers worry about the impacts on crop yields and livestock. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks. South Dakota can expect hazy skies from wildfire smoke to persist for at least a few more weeks, according to forecasters. We've set up a link on the AirNow air quality page at sdpb.org/news. The website features individual air quality readings from sensors across the state. Grant Smith is a lead meteorologist from the National Weather Service in Rapid City.
It's looking like these westerly winds in the upper levels will continue at least through mid-August. And so at least for the next couple of weeks, it's no stretch of the mind to think that the wildfires that are in the Washington State and Oregon area, if they keep going, those westerly winds will just keep those rounds of smoke coming through.
For the most part, wildfire smoke is forecasted to remain elevated in the atmosphere, where it'll have a limited impact on local air quality. However, there may be days when near-surface smoke pushes the air quality index to unhealthier levels, which happened earlier this week. Smith says residents and visitors should keep an eye on the air quality index, particularly if you're sensitive to smoke pollution. The Rapid City Police Department is inviting the public to help fill patrol cars with school supplies for local students for their fifth annual Fill the Patrol Car event. Patrol cars and officers will be at both Rapid City Walmart stores today. That's from noon to 6 p.m. The school supply drive is a joint effort between police and Cody Tubols, who started a similar program at Central High School. Since graduating, he continues to make sure local students are properly equipped for the classroom. The Rapid City Police Department encourages people to stop by and purchase a few supplies to donate. Suggested supplies include calculators, pens and pencils, folders, notebooks, and tissue boxes. A new report shows several South Dakota hospitals ranking above average based on benchmarks set by the federal government. South Dakota Newswatch reports that the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services look at patient experiences, mortality rates, and safety of care to rate hospitals across the nation on a scale from 1 to 5. Out of the 18 hospitals rated in South Dakota in 2026, only two fell below average with a score of 2. Avera St. Mary's in Pierre and the Huron Regional Medical Center. Five hospitals in the state received a 5-star rating, two more than last year. Health officials say there are several other factors that evaluate the overall quality of a hospital, but CMS ratings serve as motivation to continue improving patient care. The development of a new Rapid City business and industrial park is receiving state backing. Governor Larry Roden announces a $1 million investment from the Future Fund. It's the second $1 million disbursement from the fund in less than a week. The Future Fund comes from a tax on employers. It's at the governor's disposal and used for research and economic development projects. However, that definition has led to scrutiny. New state law creates additional oversight into disbursements. The disbursement helps elevate Rapid City, purchase land, and install public infrastructure on the property. Roden says the investment helps Rapid City compete for tomorrow's jobs, businesses, and investments. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.